Wake Me Up is made possible thanks to the generous support of our premium members and our sponsors. If you'd like to listen to Wake Me Up ad-free, get access to the entire catalog and bonus episodes, then check out Wake Me Up Premium. There's a 7-day free trial, so you can try it out before you commit. Now, before our episode begins, here's a quick word from today's sponsors. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let me get something off my chest. For the first few years of doing this show, I had a major case of imposter syndrome. And I know that's not unusual. We've all probably experienced it, and we all carry around different stressors. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. That's why therapy is so great. It's a safe space to get things off your chest, to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I personally do therapy regularly, and I have for many years. If you're thinking about starting therapy, then give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to be matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So get all of that weight off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/wakemeup today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakemeup. Good morning, and welcome to Wake Me Up. This morning meditation is designed to help you get out of bed when you're having a tough start to the day. Now, I know, getting out of bed can be hard when you feel like you have nothing to look forward to. But this meditation will help you find things to be positive about, even if you don't think you can find any. I promise you can. And you can do this meditation in any position that you'd like. I usually recommend that you sit up, just to help get the body going and the blood flowing. But for this one, do whatever feels right for you and your body in this moment. And begin by just taking a nice deep breath and gently stretching your body out. Take up as much space as feels comfortable. And if you want to, you can close your eyes. Now, there are many reasons that make it hard to get out of bed. But whatever it is for you, it doesn't really matter. Because your body and your mind have an amazing ability to adapt. So whatever's holding you back at this moment, that's perfectly fine. Just take another nice deep breath, filling all the way up through your chest and your belly. And as you exhale, just allow all of the tension in your body to relax. Maybe your head hurts. Maybe your muscles hurt. Maybe you're just tired. Maybe it's an emotional reason that you don't want to get up. Whatever it is, just breathe into that. And when you exhale, expel it from your body and allow yourself to soften and relax just that bit more. That's right. Once more, inhale and exhale, softening even further. Wonderful. Now, bring to mind something about your morning that you have to look forward to. No matter how small it might be, it could be something as simple as enjoying a cup of coffee, seeing a friend or loved one, the pleasing pitter-patter of rain outside, or that sensation of the sun on your face. So see, you do have things to look forward to today. Even if they're simple or small, it doesn't make them any less enjoyable. And as your day goes on, I bet you'll find more things that are worth enjoying, that'll keep you going and making the most of the day. But for now, why not just acknowledge any feelings of resistance or reluctance that you may have about the day? Don't shy away from hard feelings. The more you can look at them, the better you'll be able to conquer them. And appreciate that it's okay to feel this way that you do. Instead of trying to push the feelings away, do exactly what you did with any tension that was in your body. Hold them gently in your awareness. Breathe into them. And when you exhale, expel them from your body. And remember, our feelings are temporary. They're just like clouds passing in the sky, transient and impermanent. And our feelings don't happen to us. They happen for us. They're information that we can use to make better choices and to improve our lives. And if you're like most people, you've had plenty of feelings, plenty of moments like this, then you know that they all pass in due time. So try to accept whatever moment this is for what it is and begin to let it move into the past. Because the next moment is already here and waiting for you. And in this moment, you can choose to put your mind on something more positive. So why not just take this moment to focus on gratitude by bringing to mind something that you're grateful for? Again, doesn't matter how big or small. It could be the warmth of your bed right now, or the sound of the birds chirping outside. It could be your best friend, or simply the fact that you're alive and breathing. That's never something to be overlooked. So whatever it is for you, hold this gratitude in your heart and take another deep breath, filling up with that positive energy. And then exhale, release. Very good. Inhale again, even deeper this time. And exhale. Now lastly, bring to mind again that thing that you have to look forward to this morning. The one you thought of earlier. Maybe it's a refreshing shower, a cup of coffee, a walk with the dog, or that feeling of the sun on your face. Now, your enjoyment of that thing, it's not so far away. It's not so difficult. And perhaps it sounds pretty nice to go do that now, doesn't it? So why not start your day easily with something like this? Simple, small, with a little bit of pleasure in it. That doesn't seem so bad, does it? So take one more deep breath in. Deepest one you've taken yet today. And then exhale, release. And if your eyes were closed, then I'd recommend using this moment to reopen them, gather yourself, and come out of that. And begin moving towards that pleasing, positive activity that you're looking forward to this morning. Now, I hope that you enjoyed this meditation and that you carry these positive thoughts and feelings with you throughout the day. Remember that life is a long-term game. Every day is not our best day, but you can still show up today and just give what you've got. We all know that some days are better than others, but each and every day holds new opportunities and experiences to be grateful for. So don't miss out on the magic that this day holds. That's all I've got for now. I hope you've enjoyed this meditation, and if so, please take a second to leave a comment or a review and let me know what you thought. And also, please ensure that you're subscribed to Wake Me Up wherever you listen. Believe it or not, only about a quarter of the people who listen to my channel are actually subscribed to it. And that's one of the most important measures I use to determine what episodes you all like. So consider that your way to vote. But that's all for now. Thanks for being here. I always love to have you, and I hope to see you back here soon. Until then, go out and have an absolutely fantastic day.